back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Michael Falloon with Hart Street LLC.
Multiple shale plays. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, Hart Street, what is it? Let's talk about what Hart Street is and what you guys do.
We're a financial advisory firm, basically covering the energy industry, focused on EMPs, oil service, refineries.
What are you seeing for the next 3 to 6 months in the world of the oil world, I guess, when the wells?
For right now, over the next two quarters, it's probably going to be relatively flat. The thing that's happening right now with the Saudis decreasing exports to the U.S. and with all the shorts that are in the market, expectations are that we could actually have a short squeeze. But if you look at the market as a whole, world inventories are coming down. And things are starting to look better, just not at the rate we had expected at the beginning of the year.
Where do you see the U.S. shale plays in terms of contributing then to the global economy?
Well, I expect that shale production is going to continue to increase throughout the end of the year. We're going to add rigs through the end of the year. I just don't think it's going to happen as quick. We're going to see some of those production increases, but they're going to be a little tapered as compared to what we had seen over the past couple of months. Right now, operator hedges are going to start rolling off, and they didn't get as hedged as they wanted to for the second half of this year. So when that happens, we'll see a few less barrels increasing, but it's going to be flat to a little bit up towards the end of the year.
You're here at the Bakken. Comment on the Bakken itself, but outside of the Bakken, do you see the Permian or any of the other ones that are really going to shine this year? Talk about the Bakken first and then transition into maybe one or two other shale plays.
Well, we've seen a steady improvement in Bakken well results, both the Bakken and the Three Forks, anywhere near northeast McKenzie County. And the reason why it's improving is we're seeing a steady change in well design, where it's increased proppant, better fracturing closer to the well bore, and that increases some well costs a little bit, but it's improving production exponentially. So what ends up happening out of that is that I think Bakken operators are going to need less money or a lower realized price to get what they want, and that's what's going to keep growing production in the short term. But like I said, it's not going to be taken off right here. We need $55 oil for that to happen. Otherwise, they're just going to be drilling the big wells. They'll still be making money, but they really can't branch out, hit some of the other source rock, and go further into McKenzie County down towards the west and things like that until we get higher prices.
Do we still have some sweet spot left?
Oh, there's plenty of sweet spot left, yeah.
You start to wonder because, you can't – you start, talking about under $40. You can't branch too far outside of that sweet spot without losing a lot of money.
Yeah, and really I think it's going to be tough to go below $42 a barrel. We may because of how people trade the oil markets, but essentially once we get to about $42, operators start to get – they're going to slow down precipitously.
Okay.
So, and that's what's going to actually kind of drive the price up a little bit, that and increased demand that's coming forward this year. And as some of those OPEC and non-OPEC cuts, plus just depletion of the legacy fields. Mm-hmm. I mean, legacy fields, they're half of the oil produced in the world, and they decrease 5% every year.
How about when it comes to drill times? Are you seeing is that impacting what you do at all? I mean, I would imagine 2 days shaved off of drill time means substantial monies.
It does, and the beauty of it is that operators, everybody looks at rig rates. They shouldn't really look at that so much as they look at completion crews, but everybody looks at rig rates. They pop those holes in the ground and they wait. Mm-hmm. And then if we get our short squeeze, man, we're going to get some production out of those wells quick. And yeah, the timing's great, but I think when we get all those ducks and they're drilling them, I think they're just waiting for the most opportune time to get that production on. And since they can do it so quick, they've got the advantage.
Michael Falloon, Hart Street, LLC. You spoke earlier today, just a couple things that you wanted people to walk away with, two or three things from your presentation.
Well, I would say the main thing is that right now everybody seems to think that break-even prices are about as low as they can go. That's not really the truth. If you look at enhanced completion designs, they started doing them a little bit in 2008 with EOG, but we're in the infancy. They're going to get better. I mean, no matter if anybody ever says we're going to get less production out of wells and not do as well as we are now or not improve, they're full of it. Oil guys are smart. They're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. They're going to produce more oil. And shale becomes a much bigger player in the near future. The second thing is Lee County, New Mexico, EOG wells, rattlesnake pad and the whirling wind pad. Those are two to look at. Probably a break-even price at $20 on those wells.
I mean, really?
Oh yeah, they blew the well head off. Those are huge numbers. Now, some of that's geology, because the Delaware is fantastic. But if you look at the Bakken as a whole, and when we pull well results, when it comes to enhanced completions, we're behind the mark. We aren't doing as many of them, but everybody's shifting to it. We're going slick water. We're going over 10 million pounds of proppant. All those things are happening. So there's still an improvement in break-even prices, payback times, that sort of thing, coming in the near future. Now, with the way that the world oil prices work, I think that Bakken operators do very well. Some you want to watch out with ones with really high debt levels. But I think we're going to see improvements through Delaware and Midland. Basins have a big advantage. Eagle Ford, not so much. But as for right now, I think the Bakken looks pretty good. And into next year, I'm hoping things really take off.
Do you got time for a couple questions about Daniel Fine's presentation?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Daniel Fine with the Director, New Mexico Center for Energy Policy. He spoke before Michael Falloon did, and a tale of two basins in New Mexico, San Juan and the Delaware. And there's a couple things that he spoke about that really caught my interest. The first one was Trump oil. Now, Trump oil. Now, this is not, you know, this is speculation.
This
is topic.
Big topic, yeah.
So the explanation with Trump oil is that when we talk about America first, we're also talking about Canada, and we're also talking about, was it Mexico?
Mexico, yeah.
And Mexico. So it's really North American oil. That's what Daniel Fine, with the director for the New Mexico Center for Energy Policy, spoke about. What do you make of that? Because I kind of agreed with him a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. The biggest issue with Trump oil is getting the refineries to switch over from heavy crude to light crude. And I know we get a bunch of it from Canada, but we're still importing a lot of heavy crude from other places. So Trump would have to be able to motivate the refiners to want to do that. Now, the reason why they do a lot of heavy crude is crack spreads better, which basically means they can refine products out of it, make more money off of the heavy oil, so they do it. More complex refineries can do it. So the Gulf is basically, it's not where all of them are at, but a lot of them are. For that to work, those refineries need to be converted. Can it be done? Absolutely. Will it increase gas prices? Probably. Will it be a big plus for the economics of the United States? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Second part of his question, Daniel Fine's presentation. When he talked about the Bakken, he referred to it as a short play or a quarter by quarter. Do you know what he's talking about there, about how it seems like there's such quick drilling times and the response was there? Like I said, I wrote down short play and quarter by quarter financials type of a thing. So it's like, to me, I looked at it like, wow, it's that short where they can control it quarter by quarter by quarter. But you're giving me a look like you weren't really sure on that either.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure on that. I think if you look at the Bakken, I mean, really the costs are pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you have to watch here are differentials.
To listen to the full-length interview with Michael Falloon with Hart Street LLC, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oilfield Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oilfield Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oilfield Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oilfield Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.